Thank you, and good morning on this chilly and frosty morning in Humboldt County. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and among the consent calendar items, the Board will sign a resolution honoring the 34th Annual Northwest Intertribal Gathering, proclaim November as National Family Caregiver Month, and continue a local drought emergency proclamation issued this summer. The Board is also expected to approve an agreement between the county and the Kamau Medical Center in Hoopa for Measure Z funding. The funding was one of the allocations agreed to by the Measure Z subcommittee, and the medical center provides 24-hour emergency service in the eastern part of the county, including ambulance service. Like all Measure Z contracts, the funding will be issued as reimbursement, and for the medical center, that could mean up to $260,000 over the next year. The contract also stipulates the medical center submit quarterly invoices as well as an annual expense report. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from the County Planning and Building Department regarding new state fire code regulations issued by the Board of Forestry. The new regulations impact roads and turnouts in state responsibility areas. The state will now require wider roadways and more turnouts on forest roads to increase safety for residents and fire crews. The board will also appoint two members to the new Medical Marijuana Ad Hoc Committee, which is crafting the regulations that will govern medical marijuana in the county, including licensing, processing, transportation, and distribution. In an October meeting, the Headwaters Fund voted unanimously to renew its commitment to Fly Humboldt, pledging $250,000 to bring additional air service to the county airport. The news was announced on Monday, and Fly Humboldt also said that they will bring in a new 76-seat jet to the airport on December 2nd. Three additional weekend flights have been added for the month of November as well, and if ridership continues trending upward, projections show that the number of seats available in December will be higher than last year. County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has made another hire. Jordan Christmas has more.
Monday afternoon, the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced the hiring of Christopher Yee. Yee, a graduate of Cal State Fullerton and Whittier Law School, has been hired to handle the misdemeanor caseload at the DA's office. Yee has 1 year of experience prosecuting misdemeanors for the DA's office in Los Angeles and has served as a law clerk in Orange County.
Thank you, Jordan. The Sheriff's Office and the CHP are searching for Lolita resident Jesse Hiller, who led deputies and CHP officers on a high-speed chase on Highway 101 following an attempted traffic stop in McKinleyville last week. Hiller was able to elude officers after the pursuit was called off due to safety reasons. He is wanted in connection with the trafficking of methamphetamine in the county. A be on the lookout has been issued for 20-year-old Michael Springs, who managed to escape from the custody of a sheriff's deputy while he was handcuffed last week. Springs was arrested in connection with a string of burglaries in Trinidad, and before he could be secured in the patrol car, he fled the scene on foot and managed to elude a search party that included a canine unit. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka has taken several different steps to dealing with issues of public safety, homeless camps, and panhandling within city limits, and with the Eureka Council having approved new ordinances aimed at clearing out regular campsites, the work continues. City Manager Greg Sparks pointed out that in addition to the camping, the trash, and the attendant crime, the primary areas for encampments also happen to be in the coastal zone, and he believes the state and the Coastal Commission could be of more help for local government.
When the Coastal Commission was here in Humboldt County, I went over and testified and said, you know, this should be a Coastal Commission area of concern because homelessness impacts the state of California from Crescent City to San Diego, and a lot of it is in the coastal zone. And I think there's more they can be doing.
Another issue that cities have dealt with is panhandling, and Sparks said that Eureka is like a lot of other cities in trying to craft an ordinance that will pass judicial muster.
Different communities have tried different strategies on how to deal with panhandling. We're actually looking at the Sacramento's panhandling ordinance, which has survived some a court case. Right now we have an ordinance that prohibits aggressive panhandling. But in terms of that general panhandling law, those have been more difficult in California. They've run into court issues.
You can hear the entire interview with Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.